It's Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 121. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Pagoza and myself, talking about the passing of Voltex CEO Howard Sinkoff and Wilson Audio founder Dave Wilson. Rich Pagoza starts off talking about the impact they made on the AV market.
They represented two, almost as extreme edges of the industry, of the CI industry as you can get. And Wilson, I mean, again, we'll say they're more in the higher end and then the two-channel audio, but you know, they both did have presences at CD at different times in terms of demonstrations. But they were the people who founded huge industries that were known. I mean, Dave Wilson is an example. I mean, obviously, if you know high-end audio, you know Wilson Audio. It's just it is synonymous in some instances. I mean, there are very few people that have a stamp from the founders and the families. I mean, you have the Dave Wilsons, the Dan D'Agostinos. The Mark Levinsons. I mean, you have these names that are synonymous with industries. Dave Wilson was one of them. He put high-end audio on the map in a lot of instances because he created works of art that represented the top echelon of their technology at the time. At the same time, and I mean, heck, the resale value of Wilson speakers is amazing, and we've been fortunate enough to work on several projects that had Wilson involved, and it's phenomenal. It was absolutely the defining point of an industry, and you just, that doesn't come around that often in a lifetime, much less in an industry, and so he was absolutely one of the trailblazers of that industry, and making that happen, and we are seeing a complete shift from it. I mean, the two-channel world is far different now than it was 30 years ago. And then you go with Howard, and Howard for me was, and his company, I mean, I dealt with ViewTech more than I dealt with Howard, but again, he was there. You know, when you ever showed up at a CD or a trade show, Howard was there. To me, he was kind of like the blue collar of screen technology. You know, it was there. It was the taupe. It was the khaki pants, the Docker pants of screen technology, right? You know, nothing flashy, nothing crazy, but it was there. And to be honest, I still have a ViewTech screen that's gone from two residences, from our old residence to our residence here, and it's still kicking 15 years later. And some of the things that he brought out that we're seeing from other screen companies that, you know, when they first came out, they had their, what was it, their Vision Art series. I might be misspeaking in terms of the studio series, right? Their art screen. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, they threw it out and yeah, it was a screen behind and the paintings moved up and some of their artwork was, you know, kind of, it was a little bit, we're just going to put a brush here. Happy trees, you know, lots of happy trees in terms of their artwork choices. But the technology, they filled it, and they tried to fill it at an affordable kind of lunch pail, you know, day in, day out market, and not only in residential, but in commercial and education, et cetera. But they weren't a big boy. They've never been mentioned in the same sentence with the big boys of screen technology, but they were always there. And so to me, that is something that's equally as important, where you could make a product that isn't quote unquote the premier line, but could still offer solutions, still had a valuable place in the market, and was great and lots of opportunities and work for hundreds of people.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.